The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed how hard it is to let someone you depend on go? And when that person leaves, even for a good reason, it can feel unsettling. This is the moment the apostles are living in today. For 3 years, Jesus had been everything for them. When they were confused, they asked Jesus. When they were afraid, they looked to Jesus. When storms came, Jesus calmed them. And when people were hungry, Jesus fed them. When people were broken, Jesus healed them. Jesus had become their center. And now he is ascending into heaven. You can almost picture the apostles standing there, staring into the sky, thinking, "Now what?" And that is why the angels asked them, "Why are you standing there looking at the sky?" In other words, don't just stand there frozen, because this is not the end. Something new is beginning. The ascension is not really about Jesus leaving. It is about Jesus preparing the way for the Holy Spirit to come. And honestly, that can sound strange at first. Why would it be better for Jesus to go away? Wouldn't it be easier if Jesus were still physically walking around the world today? I think all of us would say yes. Imagine being able to sit down across a table from Jesus, to ask him questions, to hear his voice, to watch him perform miracles. But Jesus did not come only to walk beside us. He came to live within us. And that's what happens through the Holy Spirit. Before ascension, Jesus was physically present in one place at a time. He could be in Galilee or Jerusalem, but not in both. But through the Holy Spirit, Christ can now dwell in the hearts of believers everywhere. The Holy Spirit is God's presence alive within us, and we need that more than we realize. Because life gets messy. Sometimes we do not know what direction to go. Sometimes we feel stuck. Sometimes we feel exhausted trying to carry everything ourselves. We worry about our families, our health, money, relationships, and a child who has drifted from their faith. Decisions that we don't know how to make. And if we're honest, sometimes we feel spiritually lost too. That is exactly why Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us when we are confused. The Holy Spirit strengthens us when we are weak. The Holy Spirit nudges us back when we start drifting away from God. Have you ever had one of those moments where you suddenly knew you needed to pray, you needed to go to confession, you needed to forgive a person? That is not random. That is the Holy Spirit quietly working in your heart. The Spirit usually works gently, not always through dramatic miracles. Most of the time, the Holy Spirit works through ordinary life, in the middle of ordinary people, ordinary struggles, and ordinary days. The Holy Spirit helps the tired parent remain patient, helps a grieving person keep going, helps someone choose honesty when lying would be easier, helps us to come to Mass even after a hard week, helps us keep faith when life does not make sense. Little by little, the Holy Spirit shapes us into the image of Christ. This matters because the world is not our final destination. This is what the ascension is about. Jesus ascends to heaven not to escape us, but to open heaven for us. He goes before us like someone preparing a home for the people he loves. Deep down, every human longs for home. Not just a physical home, a place of peace, a place where nothing is broken, a place where love lasts forever. That longing is ultimately a longing for God. And the Holy Spirit is constantly trying to lead us there, toward the Father, toward heaven, toward home. And the beautiful thing is, Jesus does not leave us to make that journey alone. Just a few moments now, we come to this altar. The same Jesus who ascended into heaven becomes present to us in the Eucharist. The Holy Spirit transforms ordinary bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And Jesus feeds us for the journey. Because the Christian life's not easy. We get tired, we stumble, we fall into sin, we become distracted. So God gives us help, the Holy Spirit to guide us, the church to support us, and the Eucharist to strengthen us. Brothers and sisters, the ascension is not the story of Jesus disappearing. It is the story of Jesus giving us exactly what we need most, his Spirit. As a guide, a helper, a comforter, one who leads us back whenever we lose our way. And maybe today the question is, are we listening to the Holy Spirit? Or are we trying to guide ourselves? Because if we let him, the Holy Spirit will always lead us in the same direction, toward Jesus, toward the Father, toward our true home.